Jake Pickett, Elise Hazlett, welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
So it's time for another polar plunge for Special Olympics. Jake, would you tell us the reason for the freezing?
Special Olympics is an organization that allows individuals with intellectual disabilities participate in sports, socialize, make friends, and just have a blast.
Which all sounds wonderful. And Elise, you are one of those Olympians. It's really an honor to have you here, and I would like to know, what's it like to be a star?
It's really good. I do a lot of sport, like basketball, volleyball, golf, all of them.
And good for you. Okay, polar plunging. It's not for the faint of heart. We know that. How does your event work?
We host the event at Matea County Park. This will be, I think, the fifth year we've had it there, and they're just really great hosts. We love it. It's a beautiful park. I'm sure you've been
there. It is a lovely facility.
So we use their lake, and we actually go swimming in February in the lake at Matea Park.
Is it hard to find the actual people who will take the plunge and get the pledges going for this fundraiser?
I wouldn't call it hard. We always have people that do it every year. We've got a great group that seem to be coming back every year. But it's one of our biggest challenges, too, is to grow and continue to get more plungers, because there's a minimum $75 that you need to raise to qualify to plunge. And so the more plungers we get, obviously that adds up really quickly. But it's amazing how many people actually enjoy the dip in the lake in February.
You know, I hear folks say that. And what about you, Elise?
I'm going to try it this year.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going to see. Or I'm going to see how the weather is.
But otherwise, you're up for the task.
Yeah.
I think that's great. Now, Jake, have you ever made the plunge?
I have not. And every year I get asked that question. And, my excuse is I'm the chair. I've got to run the event. I'm too busy. So this year, basically in honor of the 50th anniversary for Special Olympics Indiana, we're going to do a pre-plunge. So Elise and I and a couple others are actually going to plunge the week before, get it on video. And that way we can show everyone, look, we did the plunge. It's not that bad. So I'm excited. Every year I watch people do it. I see the smiles on their face. I see the shock, first of all, then the smiles. So I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm not going to love the razor water hitting my skin, but other than that, it's going to be fun.
I heard that you said, well, if Elise can do it, I'm going to do it. Is that true?
I think so. And she's probably going to try to dunk me in the water or something, but I'll try to outrun her.
She's track and field. So really good luck on that one. Now, what can the crowd expect to find at that plunge site?
A lot of it depends on the weather. Some years we've had 45, 50 degree weather, and so you actually line up on the beach and you run in. We have the dive team. We'll have firemen there that are part of the dive team. Run out, give them a high five, run back to the beach and get warm. Other years we've actually had to cut a hole in the ice, and I have a feeling that's going to be the case this year. So folks show up about 10 o'clock in the morning to register. We have some opening ceremonies. We thank everybody for coming, recognize our great sponsors. And then we get the plunge over with. We'll feed you lunch afterwards. So if you do the plunge, get a free lunch. If you're there to watch, we do charge for that just to help cover costs and raise some more money. It's really a big party. We have the party called the After Splash Bash after the actual plunge. They've got a nice banquet hall there. We've got food that's donated and drinks and things like that.
What a wonderful party. Again, all in behalf of the state Special Olympics and our own county.
That's right.
Special Olympics, which are two wonderful organizations. Now, you also have some new friends of this year. Would you tell us about them?
Yeah, we are loving this partnership. I particularly do because I'm a big beer fan, but the Northern Indiana Beer Trail has partnered with us this year. They're actually going to set up a beer garden at the plunge, and so that'll be something new. You can buy beer after the plunge to enjoy with your pizza. You know, they've just been a great partner, and really excited to have them on board.
They're wonderful spirits, and I think that a winter beer garden is pretty intriguing, as you describe, and certainly it's going to be a big hit at this party. Elise, what do you think about this really, really big deal that they put on and put together for your Olympics groups?
It's really good. We have people like Jake. They really help us.
You have been to a lot of these. So what's your favorite part of the whole day's activities?
Seeing people running, people cheering.
And so it's just a big bunch of madness and mayhem going on.
Yep.
And like Elise said, the reactions of the people running in the water is absolutely the best part. You hear screams. You hear screams of agony, not to scare anyone, of running in the water. But you also hear people cheering them on. So we'll have, I think right now we have almost 20 teams sign up. And each team could have one person, two people, or 20 people. And so we do it in waves. So if you're one of the last teams to go, I kind of feel bad for you. I wish everybody could go first. But their anticipation just builds up and builds
up. Indeed,
and it's a very safe activity. We always want to emphasize that. It's a very, very safe event.
Now, what do these funds that you hope to raise directly do for the state and local Olympic programs?
Well, the number one thing is Special Olympics is free to participate for the athletes, and this helps ensure that. So we raise money to cover the cost of tournament fees, of uniforms, of everything that the athletes might need, you know, refreshments at the events and things like that. So this covers all those costs so that, you know, there's no financial barrier to participate.
Pretty much anybody that wants to can. That's Absolutely. What you're working toward.
Yeah. So these funds directly go to Special Olympics Indiana, and then they distribute them out to the counties and to the various state programming. And one thing new this year, and not necessarily new, we've had other counties participate besides Allen County, but it seems like this year the momentum is really growing on all our surrounding counties participating. So there's not a plunge in Steuben County and a plunge in DeKalb County. They're all coming here to plunge with us, and we're really grateful for that because we need that support, and we want to get the surrounding towns and communities involved just as much as the Fort Wayne folks. So I know DeKalb's put a new team in it this year, Noble County and Steuben County.
Friendly rivalry you could have.
Yeah.
And there's strength in these numbers, to be sure. Are you excited about this increase and, well, just all the excitement, Elise?
Yes.
And what a good year for you to be taking the plunge. What made you decide to take the plunge this year?
The leader of our area, she goes, "You need to go take the plunge every year."
So you just signed on. Well, good for you. Yeah. You are a trooper. And I know you're very, very modest, but you have quite a pile of, as Jake calls it, hardware there. And those are some impressive Olympic medals. That's really quite something. How many medals do you have?
I have a lot. I went to Seattle this past year for bowling.
Is that the biggest area you've ever participated in?
Yeah, and I went to California.
Oh my goodness. And so you are walking testimony to all the good that happens.
Yeah.
If you want to go to something and you are in that stage of or that good of a competitor, you get to go.
You have to get picked. The state would pick you.
Okay. And you've been picked, as you mentioned, bowling, basketball, volleyball, track and field, golf. Am I missing anything except now you're going to be a polar plunger after this year? Okay. That's great. Now, Elise, here, give me a little bit of insider information. Is Jake fun to work around?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Jake, what about Elise?
Elise is great. They all train so hard, and I always go back to my very first event I ever went to. I was coaching a basketball practice, and just the smiles, and they didn't even do it justice talking about it. You just kind of have to be there. And then the track meets as well. It's amazing.
What a bunch of energy, and what a bunch of sports action in action.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just fantastic. Now, I am kind of curious, what do you Olympians do in the wintertime? Do you hibernate?
No, like we start in a walking club and we're doing basketball and bowling.
So you really got a sport going all the time. Now tell me just a little bit about this walking club. That's pretty interesting.
To be able to get our shoes for like summer games, you have to start like a walking club or you won't be able to get your shoes.
So that's a requirement?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Who thought of that?
I did.
So you're a trendsetter besides an Olympian. I like that, and I like you a lot, too. So if you've been involved for 11 years, Jake, what have you learned along the way?
Oh, man, so many things. I think the number one thing is that positive spirit, the can-do attitude, positive spirit. I think all of us in our everyday lives get frustrated with either the smallest things or the biggest things, and so do the athletes. They're not perfect. None of us are perfect, but at the end of the day, and I tried to apply this philosophy when I coached basketball, but this philosophy existed way before I was ever involved. And that was the point of the best part of it is the camaraderie, the participation, the fun. It's a competition, but we're not, you know, knocking each other with elbows to win. It really is the get together and be active and socialize.
And being a good sport is an important lesson learned. It sounds like that all the way around and on the planning stages and everything else, and even in this polar plunge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Elise, sports never sleep, I get that, but when do the meets start up and when do the big meets come in a year?
Basketball starts right now. Everything starts like one after the other. It never stops.
Okay, like, and then you all gather in Indy?
Yeah.
So you really have a whole year of excitement that way?
Yeah.
What would you recommend if folks want to pick up a sport and get good at that sport? Can you give them any tips?
Not give up. Don't get frustrated. Just keep on at it.
Everybody can get better.
Everybody can.
And then practice makes perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like you've got this one and you're all ready to have a big time freezing for a reason. So last question, what can everyone that's listening, everyone that's following this project do to help you and your cause?
Donate to us. I'm an athlete, so you could donate to me online and yep. Half goes to our program and half goes to the state.
The great thing about donating to Special Olympics is all the money goes towards enhancing the athlete's experience and making sure they don't have to spend a dime. I mean, you get gear out of it, like the shoe program, the bags and your jerseys, all this really cool. And they have some really cool uniforms. Like I remember being in school and we got, you know, maybe a mesh reversible jersey and that was it for your whole high school career. And these guys are rocking really cool uniforms. So stuff like that, they look like superstars to match their attitudes.
Everybody wants to copy off of us because we have the coolest uniforms.
Well, I heard everybody wanted to copy off of you because you're the coolest people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Jake Pickett is event chair of the Special Olympics Polar Plunge and Elise Hazlett, a multi-sported Olympian. Thank you for sharing your story with us today, you two. And here's to freezing for a reason.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.